Incumbent Mayor Randy Foley is running. So is Joshua Kyer, Todd Hester, Renee Turk, John Saunders, and Tim Sutphin. All but Sutphin spoke at a recent Salem Kiwanis Club meeting. Joshua Kyer teaches at North Cross. He thinks there are too many 5-0 votes on Salem City Council, for one thing. That's no way to judge council members, says Kyer.
We have not been strategic enough in the decisions we're making, and we have not communicated well enough to the city the direction of that city. These are two things that, if done well, create buy-in from the community and potential investors.
He does praise city employees and leaders for their work. Kyer says city council lacks planning foresight. Randy Foley, the current mayor and a software company owner, is the only incumbent running.
I think actually we've done quite well. This community came out of the Great Recession about as strong as any community in our region. Now, granted, that required tough decisions, but we did fairly well. As you all know, your home assessments probably did not go up a great deal. That hurts the government, but it's good for you all.
Foley says the key to taking on big projects like renovating the Salem Civic Center revolve around raising revenues via the redevelopment going on now in Salem. The other incumbent, Jim Chisholm, is not running again on May 1st. Todd Hester has lived in Salem for 12 years. He was a financial planner and is now a minister.
I think we're on a great foundation. I have a heart for Salem. I've run a small business. I've done financial planning. I've pastored a lot of different churches. We're in a great position, but we also have some really, really big challenges in front of us.
Hester told the Kiwanis audience he loves big challenges and he loves to talk policy. Renee Turk has taught in Salem schools in the past and now heads up a homeowners association. She wants to see city workers compensated fairly.
The people that do the work. And I think that we're doing that now and we'll continue to do that. I am a team player. I just want to be a part of what I think I can contribute to move Salem in the direction it's currently going in, and that's forward.
Turk is a graduate of Roanoke College in Salem. She calls herself fiscally conservative. Her husband, David Turk, is a longtime teacher and coach in the Salem school system. John Saunders used to manage the Salem Civic Center complex and was a city employee for 33 years before retiring last year.
I know the importance of events and I know the importance of this facility. These facilities generate revenue in ways that others sometimes don't recognize. If we're going to have this economic growth, we need to put money back into these facilities. We used to have the most pristine facilities in the valley. We don't have them anymore.
Saunders also said employee morale in the city was low. He favors the downtown revitalization going on now, but says other parts of Salem need work as well. Tim Sutphin has a background in law enforcement, 6 years in Salem, and ran unsuccessfully for Salem City Sheriff in November. He now works in assets protection for a local Walmart. Now he's vying for a seat on city council. He was the only candidate who could not attend the Kiwanis Forum, but we caught up with him later.
Not the Salem we used to be back in the day, and I want to try to get us back to that point. And I know that Rome wasn't built in a day, and it's going to take a few years in order for that to get happening. First and foremost, I would be for the employees. We've got to take care of our employees because they're the heart of our city that make it run, so to speak.
The Salem City Council election is May 1st, when six candidates will contend for the two seats up for grabs. For WFIR News, I'm Gene Morano.